This week, we have a special edition of the Van Ryan Compliance Podcast because, Dawn, we did a thing.
Yes, we did a thing 22 years ago.
22 years ago? What did we do?
Yes.
22 years ago?
We said, I do.
I do?
Yes, I do.
Was I there?
Yes, you were there.
Are you sure I was there?
It was very hot.
It was very hot.
Yes.
We did a thing.
We did.
Yes. Yes, folks and listeners and everyone, on this week's Van Ryan Compliance Podcast that helps you reduce your risk, secure your business, and set you forward in the future, we're talking about us today a little bit.
Yes.
Today, because we record this on Fridays, mm-hmm. is the 19th of August, and today is our what anniversary, Dawn?
22nd anniversary.
22nd years, which is great because when you get married in the year 2000, it's very easy to remember how many years you've been married. Right?
It is. It is. So we thought today we would talk about, you know, not only working together personally, but also working together professionally. A lot of people ask us about how do you guys do that? You know, working your spouses, you've got your kid, you've got family, this and that. How do you run a business together? So we thought we would just kind of have an open conversation about what works and what doesn't and how we're successful at it.
Yep. Business in the boardroom and the bedroom, right?
That's exactly.
See, yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yep.
Yes. Yes.
We'll that may be a title to a book someday. Copyright. I have to do my copyright thing.
Everything's intellectual property. It's property of Van Ryan Complaints Podcast, LLC.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly right. Yep, 22 years. We don't look any different.
No. No, and we're not old. We're just mature. No. We're more mature.
We're very mature.
Yes, yes. Well, we started later in life. I mean, we'll be totally transparent here as we got married later in life. We weren't, the high school sweethearts. We weren't that story.
No.
Actually met Rob in a garage at a party.
Oh, we're going to go back there.
Of a friend of mine from college.
Yeah.
Whom I used to date. But we were just friends and met Rob, and it was a Broncos party. We used to live in Colorado and we were Broncos fans. Maybe we still are, but anyway. Long story short is we met. He was with a friend of his. We met a few more times. And, you know, when you're that age, you just, you know, kind of bar hop and you have a good time, have some good conversations. I remember having coffee at 2 a.m. at Denny's.
That's where it all started.
Yes.
And so we have the compliance coffee now.
Exactly. Yep. And, you know, listeners, for those that have been with, you know, their partner for a long time, you know that typically you know pretty much right away if mm-hmm. someone is going to be a part of your life. And I think I know for myself, I knew that Rob was going to be part of my life. And so that's where the story started.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. And I knew you were part of my life. And also it's fun. It's the same story for the different lenses because mm-hmm. when we met, I was the unemployed bum that, we met through a mutual friend, Chad, and, he was my buddy because at that age I had no money for food, but I could just end up at the bar and he would just buy beverages.
Yes.
But that's what he liked to do is have his entourage that I figured that out. Mm-hmm. And then when you don't have much money then and you're starting out. And, you come up and there's a dude that converted his entire garage into like a party suite.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And that's where we met. Yeah. You didn't talk to me the first time though. You kind of like had to feel it out. You're like, I don't know about this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Not too sure.
The sketchy guy on the couch, right?
Yes. No, you weren't sketchy. You weren't sketchy at all. But, you know, from there, you know, Rob and I built a life together, obviously. We went down the corporate road.
Yes.
Climbing the ladder, trying to get, you know, and got to experience the fun .com days and the we're getting outsourced days and I'm going to jump jobs and make a bunch of more money. And that's really mm-hmm. what our beginnings of our life was together. Just, grasping, for those, mm-hmm. going up the ladder, grasping for, you know, more money and that type of thing. Which at the time we thought was important.
We did.
And we did well. and we had fun. Mm-hmm. We did traveling. We did a lot of things. And then one day in our townhome, in the kitchen.
The kitchen.
Right before yep. Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
With that we had bought way too many gifts for each other.
Yeah.
We looked at each other and, yeah. and decided that this was not what it was about. And there yeah. was more to life.
Yeah.
And then comes the let's have a child.
No, oh boy. We had the dog, though.
We did have our first.
We started there.
Our first child was our was yeah. was a chocolate lab named Finley. And then we just said, yeah, let's do this. And it took a little bit, you know, but.
The planets have to align.
Yes, yes. A little bit older. We were a yeah. little older. So.
Mature.
Yeah. A little, sorry. Mature. But there came the child. So yes. Yeah, so whoa, whoa,
whoa. Now we just bought him at Costco, but I don't have the receipt, so I can't return him.
Right.
So
right.
He's just stuck right. around.
Yeah.
He's like Milton. Nice. He just keeps getting a paycheck. He hasn't left.
Yes. So yes, we had yep. a child, and like I said, we
have
we have, and now he's in high school. No, but we yeah. We really grew. Obviously, you grow a lot.
You do. You grow a lot.
When you, we chose to be married for a while first. We were married 8 years before we had Ethan. Mm-hmm. We really got to know each other, really spent time together. Then we had Ethan. So we felt like we were prepared.
Yeah.
Well, as prepared as you can be to have a kid. But then we went through a lot of different things with career-wise. I mean, you know, we did the dot-com thing. Oh, that was before Ethan. Then it became the outsourcing. And you yes. know, you get the stress. You get the stress of you know, the work stress. And I stayed home. We had a couple things on the side. And you know, see, we started all in that world. And mm-hmm. and but again, all these things add up to, you know, whether they're failures, whether they're, you know, wins, that type of thing. They all lead to building a strong relationship.
Yeah.
As long as you work together, that is the key. If you communicate together, work together, you can make anything work. And that's really yeah. what Rob and I have always done well.
Yep, we have. We have. And we, wow, I mean, you and we all have stories, right?
Yes.
But we go back, if you go back to being that cog in the wheel, mm-hmm. you think you have to be the cog. And you're programmed for that. Let's go to education. You know, you have to get the good grades and you have to learn this and you go to this school and you go to this mm-hmm. high school and you go to this university and you do this. And then you figure out that the education system was designed to create cogs for the machine mm-hmm. of business, mm-hmm. right? And you have to have everything. It takes all walks of life and the cogs and the non-cogs and the linchpins and all mm-hmm. of that. A lot of Seth Godin references today, I guess. we'll put that in the show notes if you don't know about Seth Godin. But basically, it's finding what you love to do,
yep.
you know. And you said something about failures, and I kind of go back, and none of those were failures. They felt like failures at the time,
yeah.
But they were really building blocks to success, mm-hmm. because every failure just means you tried, and without failures, mm-hmm. doesn't mean anything. So. Yeah, I haven't tried. So yes, I remember the dot-com days where we had mm-hmm. refrigerators full of food from Costco, and there was a kegerator because that's what you did. And
mm-hmm.
the what were those chairs? The waffle, those Herman Miller chairs or whatever. Remember the waffle chair?
Oh, Herman Miller. Yeah, they're real expensive.
Yeah, real expensive.
Yeah,
and computers, and really no business plan. You just had fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Until the day I came to pick Rob up in our Jetta. And we tried to shove as much as we could in the Jetta.
Yes.
Because they were advised that we're done and take everything that you can that's yes. not tied to the wall. Or yes. maybe tied to the wall. Who knows? But that was an interesting day where people had their pickup trucks with the server racks and yeah. all the computers
yes.
and the software
yep.
that we got, all the Microsoft licensing software at the time when it was packaged up and everything.
Oh, yeah,
everything DVDs, that CDs. It was just grab mm-hmm. and go. That was their severance.
That
if you
was
will.
The severance.
Yes.
Yes. And being newly married, walking to the car to your wife, go, dude, I got a Dell Optiplex 110. And for the more mature audience, you'll know exactly what that is.
Yes.
I was excited. I got a computer.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the severance. There was no money. Mm-hmm. And whatever leftover food was in the fridge, we eat. And mm-hmm. so we did for 2 days and shut the business down. it was the network crew in the back that were the smart ones because mm-hmm. they were the one pulling the $30,000 to $40,000 Cisco Catalyst switches out of the racks
yeah.
and selling them because I'm gonna go way back, Comdisco was the leasing company and they went under the same time.
Yeah. So oh yeah.
Things just went.
Yeah.
But they're like, hey, go do your yeah. thing. That's what yeah. the CEO did. So, yeah.
so then which, from there.
Yeah, from yeah, there. Yeah.
Then from there started the healthcare compliance.
Because nothing IT changes in journey. Healthcare. It's yes. safe.
Yes. And what is the safest health plan out there? Well, the most well known is, oh, I don't know, a Blues plan, right?
Yeah. Yep, that's yeah. all we'll say. Yeah. Just a Blues yep. plan. Yes.
So that's Rob's journey started there. Yeah. You were a server?
I was a server advisor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meaning I'd patch servers, yeah. make sure they're on, change mm-hmm. fail drives.
Yeah.
Do the backups. Yeah. And then that time you were doing?
I was in insurance.
Your insurance.
Yes, in insurance. And I remember as I was going from a property and casualty claims adjuster and going into a sales,
yes.
an agent, an insurance agent,
yep.
I got the call from Rob, hey, we're being outsourced.
Yay!
I'm not sure what's happening. And we're like, okay. But again, it yep. with such change, yep. change is good. And it actually, he was outsourced to a large corporation. Yep. And there was a lot of good that came out of that.
A lot of good. Yeah.
A lot of good.
Yep.
A lot
and
of good.
You, yep. A lot of good. And you could actually look at my LinkedIn profile and you can see the journey. Learned a lot of good things mm-hmm. and learned that life is ever changing as it should be
yeah.
and always will be. But yeah. that's what makes it fun. That's
yeah.
what, and you think you can't get through it, but you do.
And you do. And again,
buckled up and off you go.
We work together and mm-hmm. you get that little wow. anxiety, right? You're like, oh my gosh. Yes. But then you go, wow, this just opened up a whole bunch of doors of opportunity
yep.
and worked his way up there. And then, you know, we'll just fast forward here.
Oh, well, before you fast forward, remember, there's the lean methodology.
Ah.
People like to talk about lean.
Yes.
And when I went through lean, it really mean layoffs. Just
yeah. Well, that's where I was going.
Where
yeah.
The bobs
yeah.
come in.
Yeah. Yes.
They do the cleaning.
Yes. Nice reference to office space there.
Yes. They, love the that bobs
movie.
Came in.
Yes. We lived that movie.
I've been on both sides of that. Mm-hmm. I've been a bob.
Yeah.
Then I've
yeah,
been
exactly.
the fiery.
yeah. But again, the layoff journey. And mind you,
and you had
this
the agency.
This is during the time, this yeah. is in the 2007-2008
yes.
real estate crash. So literally, we're in the middle of refi-ing our house.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't have a job now. Oh, we can't do that.
Yeah,
now.
I can't do that.
So,
that doesn't work.
Yeah. So that was, and then the rush of the industry when you're yep. in IT and technology.
Everybody got laid off.
Everyone got laid off. So yep. everyone's vying for the same job. Everyone's going yep. to. This company, okay. that company. So then it's the line of people interviewing for the same job. So that's a season.
Yeah,
that's a
yes.
big season of ups and downs and
changes.
And, you know, and you just, we just look at it as, okay, this door closed, this door opened,
something new,
this and that. And you know, again, to fast forward, to not get too much in the weeds, because this is really about us and not about, you know, getting laid off or anything, but throughout this whole thing mm-hmm. to bring us to present,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rob got a couple other positions.
I did.
Honestly, he was never satisfied and there was something.
There was always something.
Always something. And that's where, you know, at some point you get so beaten down and broken after the multiple layoffs
yeah.
that Rob just stood up and just said
enough
yeah. and yeah.
you had done the same with an agency with insurance, you know.
Let's not
forget about
that
your
before.
Journey
yeah
as well.
Well, I've done that before. Yeah, I mean that was a different journey because this journey yeah. led us to Van Ryn Compliance.
Yep.
And and it was basically the journey of let's do yeah. this. Let's see what happens. Let me get in my Volkswagen and drive around and go visit people.
The fun part of the story, well, it's educational fun now, is mm-hmm. when I came home, listeners, I came home and it was another layoff. And I said, I'm done. And Ethan was five or six.
Yeah.
You're the mom. Your sister always remember.
I know.
Way to go, mom.
I can't do math right now.
Five.
Too much pressure.
Five. Kindergarten.
Yeah. Kinder.
Young family. And I go, yeah, I'm done. And Don, what did you say when I told you I was done?
What do you mean you're done?
I said, I'm done.
What does that mean?
That means they're done. And yeah, no paychecks. That's what that meant.
So
what did you as a new mom of a five-year-old?
Yeah.
How did that
stressful
register?
Stressful again.
Yep.
In life, it's all about how you handle it. It's your response.
So remember,
this is, we all go through failures and wins.
Yep.
It's all how you respond. And of course, I'll be honest, some of the immediate responses were anger and stress.
Oh, sure. Yeah, definitely.
But when you sit down and realize, okay, let's look at the options. Let's look at what we can do here. You know, okay, we've got 401k, we've got savings, we've got, you know, okay, what are we doing here?
Yep.
That type of thing. So again, Rob and I worked together and we got things going. And again, you're gonna have some stress, you're gonna have some anxiety, but the key was we communicated and we worked together.
Yeah. And you reach out to your network like we did. Like we had some really key people that helped us start the little biz, which was a little IT company that we quickly realized nobody wanted IT, Rob and Don. They they actually wanted more compliance, Rob and Don. Yeah. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I could do that. I know how to do that. We can do that. You got your insurance background and technology background, and we put it together and you start building and you don't wait. I hate waiting. You don't wait to launch. Yeah. You have to launch.
Just go.
You launch and it's going to fail and you get better at it. And you launch again, it fails, you get better. You launch again and it fails, it gets better at it. I think we've been through one, two, three names that we've changed that actually finally got us where we need to be. And through those three names and life changes.
Yep.
And there's, you know, obviously our parents had turned ill, had passed. And I know a lot of listeners can feel that and have gone through that. And then moving and building what is known today as the Van Ryan Ranch.
Yeah. And don't forget selling things.
Oh yeah. We got nothing. We don't even have closets.
We
sold everything.
That doesn't make sense. But anyway, we sold our house. We rented.
Yeah.
We sold a car.
Yeah.
We got down to it. We Dave Ramsey'd it. Like literally.
Beans and rice and beans.
It was like,
that's it.
And you know what? But we always came together as a family.
Yeah.
Our Ethan was always taken care of.
Yep.
We always had what we needed. We were always together and happy and made each day special. Mm-hmm. And we never changed that. And we just had a drive. And I was in the kitchen making brownies for Rob to go out to customers and deliver brownies. I mean, we did some golf things.
Oh, we did golf things.
Where we would sponsor dinners. And I mean, we just did what we could.
Yeah.
And honestly, some of those customers, legacy customers, we still have to this day.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to hit bottom. Sometimes you have to hit bottom. And before you can climb back out.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's all worth it. When you start a business, high risk, but high reward.
Oh yeah.
High risk, yeah, but definitely. High reward.
And you need to fail.
And you need a partner that backs you up. Because if Rob just did this on his own and I was like, I don't believe in you, I don't do this, he would have failed.
Yeah.
And
oh, we would have. Definitely.
We were in it together. We sat down. We sat at this little round table that we still have to this day that was actually his parents' table that I'm sure his dad built his business on that table.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ramsey did the same thing, but and we just, that's just the way it was. But anyway, we built this thing together.
Yeah.
And we made mistakes together. And that's what has made this amazing. And some days we're like, you know what? Let's change this. Let's do this. Let's make this better. And don't be afraid to say, you know what? That doesn't work. Let's try something else.
And this is the greatest time in human history to do something, to start something. Mm-hmm. All you need is a search bar. You need to Google it, figure it out, but solve a problem. There are problems out there. We solve compliance problems. We solve education problems. Mm-hmm. I have a back property problem. We need some cleaning, right? There's painting problems. There's art problems. There's time management problems. There's mm-hmm. light bulb problems. There's always things to solve.
Yep.
But you know what? There's 100 electricians, but you could be the best electrician.
Yeah.
There's a 1,000, you know, 1,000 plumbers, but be the best plumber.
Yeah.
Or be the best CPA or technologist or whatever you want to do. But do what you want to do that solves problems and
do it well. Very well.
Do it well. Like a dog. Mm-hmm. And one thing that has really transitioned us as well is there are certain leaders. There's leaders in business that get you to certain levels. So I'm the scrappy one.
Yeah.
That just throws it together and off we go. Right. Yeah. And we figure it out and we get to going. Yeah.
As the plane's being built or whatever that analogy is.
I jump out of the plane and
there you go.
I'll figure without out the parachute. Yeah. It's fine. I don't even know if I need a parachute. Maybe I'll just drift over to the water.
I don't know.
But that's the fun, right? Mm-hmm. That's the danger. That's the James Bond approach. I can't do it in a tux while I'm drinking my martini, though. And then you have a leader that goes, okay, well, we've been jumping out of planes mm-hmm. and we've got the cuts and the bruises. How do we process this a little bit?
Yeah.
And that's where you came in.
Yeah.
So that's where in Van Ryn, just a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, we switched roles.
Yes.
Where Dawn, you are our CEO mm-hmm. and I'm the head of compliance. And so we follow the EOS model. So I'm the visionary. I'm going to jump out of the planes 20 times a day. I'm going to see what sticks. And you are the integrator.
Yep.
And that has really taken us to the next level. So it is rare that we could be a husband and wife team mm-hmm. On and off the field and make it work. I want to know from the listeners, and you know what? Send an email in at hello@vanryncompliance.com and go, hey, are you a husband and wife team? Hey, are you listening to this? Because we'd love to have you on the show. Mm-hmm. We love your questions.
And we do have some customers out there.
We do.
If you're listening, I'm not going to name names.
They're somewhere in the Midwest.
I don't know. Jen and James. I don't know.
That's all we'll say. It's rare.
It is rare.
But it's extremely rewarding.
Yeah.
And maybe you have a great partnership and you're not married. Maybe you're partners. Maybe you're just business partners.
Yeah.
But it's still a relationship.
Yeah.
And it's a very important relationship.
It is.
That you pour into each other and then it builds the business and the brand.
Yeah. And I think the big key, the takeaway is communication and to be able to sit down and be honest and communicate. Mm-hmm. We talk about feedback in our leadership group.
Yep.
It's hard. It's hard to
because I'm perfect.
It's hard to say no, which I had to learn with Rob because he's a visionary and he tends to
do this.
What I call bring his monkeys in my office, which is like, let's do this. And I'm like, whoa. And so
I like my monkeys.
Yeah,
you don't let me bring him in anymore.
I know. So you have to say no and you have to say, well, wait a minute. You know, we need to prioritize. And that's the integrator role as well is it's my job to hold people accountable, but also to let's figure out what's prioritize. Yep. What are our strategic priorities, mm-hmm. if you will. So, mm-hmm. and we've learned a lot on that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And you can find, there's good integrators, there's good visionaries. Mm-hmm. That's all of that's out there.
Yep.
And you get scrappy. You just do it.
Yep.
And you just do it. You try it. You fail, you get back up, you do it again.
Yep.
But more importantly, it's just have fun doing it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We do have fun.
And now the chapter, which is today, we're going to go to freshman orientation, Dawn. We have a freshman.
Yes. Which we already feel like we've had one because we've been schlepping to
marching
band camp all month. So I already feel like I'm part of the high school.
In Texas, it's football band and big bows.
Yes. And here we Ethan's go. On the drum line, if y'all don't know. And man, those kids jam out. We were at the Meet the Band last night.
Yeah, that was really good.
Those kids rock it. They are amazing kids.
Yep.
So it is very exciting. You may see some snippets of band videos here and there from us.
You going to post some snippets?
Possibly. You never know.
You should.
You never know.
I think you should.
But
no, very good. Wow, did we get it all in?
I think we told our story.
So that's the story today.
Yes.
And we love to see characters. What are they doing in the future? What's the next 22 plus years going to bring, Dawn?
Yes.
What do you think?
I don't know. It's going to be amazing, though.
It is
the first
be
25.
It's
going
to be fun.
25. Well, listen to me. 22 is amazing.
Well, if we're those 2 years of dating, 2, 3, 4-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to build a foundation. We already have the domain name. We have ideas because it's we are building this to give back.
Yes,
and we're
definitely
giving this so that Ethan has something as a tool, as a machine to mm-hmm. give back. So we're working on a foundation. Mm-hmm. Got some book ideas. There's a book in there.
Yeah,
your book idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Working on that and continue to build the Van Ryan brand so that it could help serve others. And it's not going to just be compliance. There's other things in the works.
Yeah.
We've got other avenues mm-hmm. and things we want to do. And there's all kinds of really cool things we're going to do. But also, the value of creating your own schedule is focusing on the kiddo because he's got 4 years and he's mm-hmm. off to college.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So today, we're going to freshman orientation.
We're going to freshman orientation.
And then after that, we're heading to the beach for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. We are going to the beach.
Yeah. We're going to the beach. Yeah. We celebrate our anniversary, have some little surf and turf on the beach.
Yes. It's Texas.
Play in the sand and and enjoy a couple of days on the coast. And then next week, school is full on starting.
Like,
so
it is on.
Yeah.
Like Donkey Kong.
Yes, exactly.
And why does sand get everywhere? How does that happen?
I have no idea. Sand, that's a whole other podcast.
Okay, that's another podcast.
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing things coming. And you know, for listeners that go, you know what? That's not going to work for me or whatnot. How Robin Don did it. It is special. It is unique. And we know that. And we're very blessed to have it and put together our awesome relationship. But think about what you do have.
Yep.
You know, be positive in where you are today.
Mm-hmm.
Go what's working really well and continue to pour into that. Keep pulling those levers of success and keep rolling. So,
yep. Awesome.
That was awesome.
Yes.
Love
that was
it.
Fun.
That was a fun one. All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all for joining us this week in the Van Ryan Compliance Podcast, the podcast that was special this week after 22 years of marriage. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.